Preface to Meditation, number 12. Simplicity. John Maine says again and again that the way of meditation using a mantra, a sacred word, is a way of complete simplicity. The path to follow is a path of almost incredible simplicity. He talks of childlike trust in learning to use and stay with your mantra. He says, I suggest that you forget most of what I've said to you except the two words, simplicity and faith. He also repeats, to enter into the simplicity of meditation requires courage, a simplicity which ultimately costs not less than everything. But the strength of the silence meditation starts to offer is the antidote we need to live in the increasing complexities of our world. We have to learn to listen to the sound of silence, which otherwise we will never hear, because within that sound is carried the vital clue to our individual existences. And at their heart, other religions say just the same. Coming into silence is the only way to uncover and be surprised and delighted by our personal uniqueness, always in grave danger of getting overwhelmed by the world's bombarding egoisms which perpetually assail us and seek only to inflate our own. This silence is the energy of the universe. And this energy is there in our hearts. Our uniqueness is part of the energy of the universe. When we begin to understand the expanding scale of everything, all the giving and receiving which the unerring prayer of meditation requires, the generosity and the mercy which is already there in our hearts, but which we have hardly begun to unearth or practice, we begin to get nervous. Courage, simplicity, childlike trust. And the simplicity of meditation is also arresting. It teaches us patience, which is part of the evolutionary, creative patience of the universe. New dimensions of patience, forever helping us to take our foot off the accelerator of our own distorted ego mind and become what we are all called to become, disciples of truth, and which we say is at heart the Christ life dwelling in us. Meditation teaches humility. So, from the Psalms, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, and he will give you your heart's desire.